Welcome to the Plant Grow Reap podcast.
Welcome to Plant Grow Reap. My name is Isabel and I'm here today with Kane, Sophie and Sammy. We're all Gen Z team members at Aintree Group and we're here to chat a bit about our experiences in the workplace and how we believe our generation is shaping the workforce in general. This is part of a series we'll be doing where each generation will have a chance to share their perspective and insights. So, to get started, can you each introduce yourself and tell me a bit about your role at Aintree Group and your experience in the workforce so far? Kane, do you want to kick us off?
I would love to. My name is Kane. I am a really recent employee at Aintree Group. I'm an operations coordinator alongside the other operations coordinator.
Did you
No, I know your name. No, I was trying to segue. It's okay. Come on. I've been working here for what is probably a month and a half, maybe two. And it's a really lovely environment and I really enjoy this job. I've never worked in a corporate office before. I've always done hospitality and retail, so this is really nice and refreshing. And I'm also audio engineering today because I'm studying screen and media.
Yay
for Kane.
Yay for Kane.
And now, Sophie, why don't you tell us a bit about your role at Aintree Group?
Well, I work alongside Kane. I'm an operations coordinator as well. I've worked here since May this year. So we basically maintain the office and then also provide administrative support to the accounting team, and I'm studying a Bachelor of Business, Banking and Finance. I've had a little bit of experience in an office previous to Aintree Group. I have a second job. I work at a real estate agency, so I do that on Saturdays and do the administration for auction results. I've had a few years experience in an office, which has been good.
Yes, that
Yay.
Is good.
Yay!
Yay for Sophie!
Yay for Sophie!
Thank you. That was very timely.
That was really good.
Do I get
that
one of those good segue as well?
No.
Okay. He's going to crickets after mine.
No, you don't get one, Sammy.
So I don't know where I'm meant to be looking, but my name
Your
is Sammy.
Here, but
yeah,
look at it.
I'm like scared. I work at Aintree Group with Isabel
and everyone else,
and everyone, I guess, and the others, and the operations coordinators. And no, that wasn't right. And Izzy and I are interns in the legal team, and we do well. Our main day to day work is a pretty long-term project where we work with clients and the distribution and custodianship of their documents and deeds as such, and that's very client-facing, which I really like. Similar to Kane, this is my first office job, and I've worked a lot in hospo, never quite retail, but always hospo. I really enjoy customer service and I really enjoy talking to people, so I really like the project and I'm glad I get to do it with Isabel.
That's so good. And Sammy also has the best phone voice ever. She's on the phone to clients.
Do you want to give us
give
us your
can
best.
Can someone like ring me and I'll tap in. Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, sorry. Ring, ring.
You need to give me another ring, ring. Give me another ring, ring, and then
ring.
Say hi.
Ring, ring. Hello.
Hi, this is Sammy from Aintree Group Legal. I'm just calling regarding a voicemail inquiry you left. Something like that. Without the laughter, because I'm very serious.
This doesn't feel
very professional.
Very
professional.
No, it's very serious. No, it's very serious. I'm very
I'm
good.
Not falling for your scam.
Okay, then don't talk to me anymore. Okay. I'll refer you to Izzy. Isabel.
Okay, so besides that little snippet, Sammy usually has a great phone voice.
No, no exception, in my opinion. No exception, but I like talking on the phone. I'm really good at yapping. I'm very nervous today, bit of a nervous yapper today, but it's okay.
But if you're a good yapper, then that's fine.
Then it's fine, right?
We'll get it done.
It's so easy, everyone. And apart from that project, Izzy and I do a bit of operations and general administrative tasks. like picked up catering the other day. That was really exciting. Sophie was really excited about that. Sophie was like, show me the sandwiches.
That was big news.
big news in the little in the Gen Z world of Aintree. I've got a photo on my phone if anyone wants to see the sandwiches. And Kane opened the door for me as I was distributing the sandwiches,
sure
which is really good because wow. I was about to drop them.
Teamwork.
Gen and Izzy
operations.
Is the loveliest woman in the world. So although she was not there that day, she was also part of the team.
She was there in spirit. I don't know what sandwiches, I don't know what you're talking about, but that's
I'll
fine.
I'll you later.
Okay, and what do you do outside of work,
Sammy? We're still introducing me. Okay. I was like waiting for you to go. I'm really into arts publication media, that sort of sphere. I really like writing. I really like poetry, but you have to ask me about it when I'm not feeling so shy. Now I'm feeling vulnerable. And poetry is obviously a very vulnerable thing, and it's difficult to talk about sometimes, but I think the more we talk about it, the less vulnerable it gets. So that being said, don't ask me to share my poetry because I'll start crying. But I'm really into... really into those kind of things. And I work with a few publications and do some community volunteering along those lines. So, yeah. That's what I'm interested in. Oh, and Izzy and I also study law at Monash University.
I was waiting for that.
I don't know why I waited so long to say that. Yeah.
Okay, well, I guess.
And now over to Izzy.
Yeah. Yes. I guess I should introduce myself. I'm Isabel. I'm a legal intern in the Aintree Group legal team. I started off in the accounting team, didn't actually do any accounting, but apparently I was a part of the accounting team I just popped in.
Yeah.
I've been here for like 6 months now, I think, and it's been really good. It's been a very supportive work environment as like my first office job as well. So even just getting used to like getting in, looking at your emails, opening all the things is something I'm so not used to coming from Boost Juice.
Yeah.
And I open up the blenders in the morning. It's been a good experience, especially in the legal team. We've really, you know, learnt a lot from all of the lawyers and Tully, our legal operations.
We love you, Tully. Shout out to Tully.
Who literally answers any question we have ever, even if it's stupid.
Even if it's not law related.
Yeah.
I can just edit a photo of her face.
Just like,
can you put her up there?
Yeah.
Just like with a crown.
Like I can do like
angel wings.
Yeah. Her, yeah. No, that's really good. Yeah.
Are you guys enjoying your first experience in an office?
Yes. It's really fun.
The trio scares me, but
Triage. They're not carbon people.
Yeah, no.
Oh my god.
Although I did do carbon training, I know what you're talking about.
We have to open this a triage every morning that we come in, and it's basically
like your inbox.
Yeah, it's like an inbox, but it's just got all of these emails and tasks and messages, and it's intimidating. But I
think
love
that
it.
Sounds like our planner.
I think it, I like that it's called a triage. Probably, I think that's funny.
That's what they called it.
The planner's a bit like that. But like Izzy was saying, like it's weird opening your laptop and like having like emails to get through, and like that whole experience is weird. But you're really good at it.
Me?
Yeah. I feel like you're like really like good at that sort of admin thing. Like when I sit down and look at my emails, I'm scared. It's scary. Like it's really fun answering them, but I feel like I get caught up in that. Like,
On my first week in, I got a message. I hadn't done timesheets. Oh, sorry. This was like my third week. I had never done a timesheet.
And I also didn't teach you properly.
Yeah, no one taught me. No one taught me how to do timesheets. Amy didn't either. So it took a while. But
there's probably a procedure for it.
Yeah, I've done it now.
There's a procedure for everything.
But I got this. Email from Chelsea in marketing, the lovely Chelsea, and it was, "Hey, do your timesheets. You better do your timesheets." And I thought it was just at me.
It was just for everyone.
But I didn't know that she did these widespread.
Right.
I just started panicking. And I went up to her. I'm like, I don't know how to do my timesheets.
I'm so sorry, Chelsea. Can I to say, this reminds me of something I experienced as well, which I don't know if I've shared this story with anyone, but it's actually, I think there was around mid-sem, I was taking one of my contracted days off because I had a mid-sem test or something for uni. And I wanted to I think it was our manager, Katie, and tell her, but then I didn't have Katie's number at the time. And then I was like, okay, I'm like getting stressed. I feel like I should have this was like a week and a half beforehand, and I felt like I should have given more notice. So I was looking for someone's number, and the only person's number I had on my phone was Jasmine's, who is our lovely PNC coordinator. And I think she didn't pick up. Like, I think I called her and I wasn't working. I assumed she was working. I called her, she didn't pick up. And I was like, okay, it's fine, it's whatever. You know, I'll call her back later. Then, less than an hour later, I get that email from... You know when they introduce the right to disconnect? I received that email in my inbox and I was like... All HR group employees have a right to disconnect from work. And I was like, oh my God, Jasmine's coming for me. Like, Jasmine thinks I'm interrupting her in her non-working hours and in my non-working hours. And she's coming for me with a brand new policy. So stressed about it. And then I came to work and found out it was just a thing that they were introducing everywhere.
These emails, yeah. Man.
Cool. That was cool.
Mm. Have you introduced yourself yet?
I did. Yeah. Okay, I think so.
I'm just checking.
Or you just Kane was on or something.
Maybe Kane's the issue.
Do you want me to continue introducing myself?
Yes,
oh, okay.
Yes, I feel like
what else is there about me?
Pilates.
Pilates occasionally. Okay. I study law and arts. I have a major in journalism. Oh, cool. You know, doing a couple of interviews here and there, especially with a lot of Aintree Group team members. Yeah. So, yes, there'll be some articles coming soon.
Can't wait to read them.
Yay, everyone. What else is there in my life? Yeah, that's it. Sorry, not that exciting.
No, it's exciting. That's really exciting.
I'm a law art student. I work here. Oh, I also work at Boost still.
Say bye to Boost.
I still make smoothies on the weekend.
Mm-hmm. So. I have yet to leverage her staff discount, but one of these days I'll get to it.
Oh, we actually only just got the discount.
Oh, really?
I a few months ago.
Discount. And like every other discount I've seen, because I worked in a shopping center. When you go to places, you got shopping center discounts. So I worked at the Coles, and the people at Boost would give me a discount because I worked in the center.
Their
discount for the center discount was better than my own discount at Coles.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's like when I worked at Kmart.
5%. It's so sad. 5%. Exactly.
Yeah, no, 5%. Yeah.
Boost just gave me 25. And oh, that's Coles good. Gave me 5.
Yeah, that is generous.
What's this? Employee you want?
Oh, we can get 50% now.
Yeah, so it's good. I got half of that.
But
it's still pretty good.
It's only like select really stores.
Mm-hmm. I think I worked at Starbucks over last Christmas period, and I think because it was the Melbourne Central Starbucks, and they also had a center discount, so we would have like people coming up with them I work in the center, can I have the discount? Like, that's chill, whatever. But it was 5% as well.
Oh,
which just makes me feel like, okay.
But that's they don't work there, so it makes sense for it to be low. But as an employee of a business like Kmart or Coles,
I know
which
you
are
mean,
multi-million
yeah.
dollar businesses, yeah, yeah. you'd expect them to give more than
yeah.
Like, I'd be happy with 7.
7%.
Oh my God, woo! Woo! That's just something.
5 is crazy though. 5 is not. Yeah,
but 7 is so much better.
You'd be surprised. Really? I do some like big spending at Coles.
At Coles I see.
From
Kmart, not
but
topic.
Not at like Starbucks.
Yeah,
podcast.
Should we?
Do we want to have some sort of conversation that's a little bit
this
more intellectual?
Yeah. To lock in.
Is everyone ready to lock in?
Yes. What's your first question?
Let's go.
This first question is directed more so at Kane and Sunny.
Oh,
because Sophie has had an office job before.
Oh,
but what do you guys think was the biggest challenge you faced when entering the like office kind of environment coming from like retail or hospitality, especially as a Gen Z?
Are you going first?
No, you can go. I still
no,
need to
can
think.
You go?
Okay. I think challenges, it's hard to say challenges. I can think of a lot of things that were really good, but challenges, I think clothing was a big one for me.
Valid.
That's actually
a really big challenge for me.
I'm living out of home, so my budget for clothes is standard zero.
Mm-hmm.
So when I was told that I had to start dressing business casual, and had to go out and get all these nice clothes. Mm. I was like stressing because I have no money.
Mm.
I feel like that's a common thing among Gen Z. I think we're all pretty poor.
Yeah.
I have no money.
That's actually so true. So
I went out and got one pair of pants and two shirts.
Perfect.
And I wear the same pants every day to work and no one has picked up on it
But
yet.
You know what? That's fine. Kane only works 2 days a week, so yeah, that's why days. It works.
Yeah. Yeah.
Two outfits.
So I should have disclosed that. Yeah.
No, it's okay.
We're going to pick on it now.
And I'm obsessed
and you
with
have
this,
entry
this merch.
The merch,
with this
that's
polo.
Nice. Merch
this
is really
polo
good.
Is so good. But yeah, that was a big challenge. And also less banter and swearing. I think having to tone that down a bit.
I'm not sure. We've toned it down a bit, but I'm not sure Angel Group is completely banter free.
We're still very banter. Yeah. It's still a very lovely workplace, but I came from my first job was at a comic book store and you could tell.
Okay. Yeah.
I can't swear on this.
Well, you can. We'll just put an explicit one.
I'll put it. Yeah. Okay, cool.
of course, the Gen Z one has the explicit
one. Okay. I worked at a comic book store and if customers were being shitty, we could just tell them to fuck off, which was so good.
That was
she's crying in the corner right now.
She's
what are you doing?
Oh, the editing.
I edit it, so I'll put funny.
That's right. So it's literally just for yourself.
Okay, we'll put a quack or something over it.
Oh, that'd be funny.
That'd be funny. Yeah. Like a meow. I'll even do. I'll give you the meow that you can.
Don't meow into the mic.
You can put that over your swearing.
I'm turning my audio down. Okay. I don't want to hear any of it.
Anyway.
But yeah, that's it for me.
Those are good, solid answers. Mm. I didn't think of the clothing, but you're right. I think that definitely played into it. I think for me, the etiquette and how to
for sure.
go about the office. Am I allowed to say hi to people? if they're sitting there and they're working, do I say hi to them? That kind of thing. Or I remember being, our old office was legal and the rest of the business units were separated, and Izzy and I would have to go upstairs to have lunch.
Yeah.
do things. It was really scary. It was this whole new world. And I'd go up there and even going to have lunch, I wanted to I didn't know that everything in the kitchen was available to us. I literally had no idea. And I remember someone stopped me in my first week and I was am I allowed to drink that milk, or is that someone's milk? I was just no, that's you can have that. And I was that kind of thing is kind of scary. I'm just scared of everyone. Now it's okay. It's getting better. I think it is getting better because I feel I just sort of talk and everyone has to put up with it. But I do enjoy it here, and if anything, it helps me and has shown me how to behave in these sort of settings, which is nice.
I feel it's so much easier as well when you get to know people.
Yeah,
develop proper relationships with
otherwise
people.
Otherwise, I just
office.
Feel so awkward.
And then, everyone knows what you're like as well.
Yeah.
You can be yourself more.
And otherwise, you have to make really awkward chit chat in the kitchen when you're making a coffee. Yeah. But I guess when you get to know people, you could actually be like, oh, how's your dog?
It's more personal.
Susie, whatever.
How are your 17 kids?
Angel Group has 17
kids. The disconnect is so real. I've got a funny, quick story. There's up and goes in the fridge.
We love the up and goes.
Izzy and I are a fiend for those awesome. Up and goes. Oh,
wait.
No, where are we?
You're gonna.
I have a normal amount of up and goes.
Well, I'm gonna put your reaction to what I'm about to say.
What have we done?
I walked back. I also am a fiend. I walked back to my desk on yesterday.
Yeah.
With an up and go, and I was all giddy and happy and ready to get into the day. And Sophie goes, "Is that one of Shane's up and goes?" And I go, "Sorry." And she goes, is that the vanilla one? I'm like, yeah. She goes, those are Shane's. And I'm like, what are you talking?
Why are you lying?
What are you talking about?
So when Kane got to my desk, he's like, oh, there's only two up and goes left. And I was like, oh no, I'm gonna have to go and get more.
Apparently, Shane is a massive fan
of
those.
He does,
and these were specially put on the menu for him.
They're our weekly. Part of our weekly grocery order.
Just for Shane.
Well, no.
Well,
no. Oh.
That's how I felt.
Oh.
That's what you led him to believe.
So I let him put it back.
No, you didn't put it back.
No, I put it back and then you said you didn't have to put it back. So then I went and got it again and I drank.
And then I walked over to Coles and got more.
And then I had another one.
No, wait. You walked over to Coles and got more. Because I don't know when that was, but yesterday I was in the kitchen, like towards the end of the day, I think. And I was in there with like two others who, I don't remember who, but I remember I opened it and there was only one up and go remaining.
Oh, that's bad. Oh, that means everyone drinks them because you bought a whole, was that like 12?
No, I think there's heaps in there now.
Yeah, this must have been before you went. This must have been after Kane took it. But then
Early in the morning, there was like one yesterday.
Yeah, like I saw there's only one and I went, oh no, I've had enough up and go from this office. I'm just going to leave that one there.
That's one of the best things about this office is like...
The up and go. No. I was going to say the culture food. And the people.
The culture and the people, but also the warmth in
It's true. The kitchen's food. Really nice.
Like I don't have to be worried about going and spending money on a lunch or like worried about touching someone else's lunch. I can just be like, there's toast, there's bread.
I can make a toasty. Yes.
I have two toasties every day for lunch.
And how do you make them? I'm curious because Izzy and I always say
so
we
basically
will.
You have bread made them before. And mm-hmm. you put butter on the bread.
Okay, he's just trying to.
So now he's mansplaining.
Okay.
I'm gonna cut.
You're outnumbered here.
Okay, go sit in the corner.
Don't cry.
Okay, that was very timely.
I'm gonna cut that out.
Justin's like losing
it. Of course. That's you.
No. We have
so there's the big toasty slab.
Like see,
the...
talking over the woman.
Guys, we need to focus on Gen Z.
Yeah, I mean,
this is very Gen Z of us.
What's the next question? That's right. We only went through one. We got through not even one. Is it already? It's already nearly 4:30.
Oh. Well, it did take us a while to start. It's just on me. We're not.
Aren't you asking a question?
Yeah, but I thought you guys were just gonna like chat for a little.
Oh yeah, okay. We can like elevator music in the background if you want.
Oh, I think there's a music button. I don't know what it does.
Okay. Well,
that goes for ages.
We could have just had that for the rest.
Oh no, I can stop it. Go. Let's do it.
Oh.
What's our question?
What's the question? Well, I was just going to bounce off what you said, but now you're all like staring at me and I'm nervous.
That's how they all go, man.
No.
I don't have to tell you.
She's panting.
Okay. Considering we're all Gen Z in this room, apart from Chelsea in the corner.
No, Chelsea's Gen Z. Don't do her like that.
No, I was her words, not mine.
Chelsea's 18 at heart. And physically.
And also 60.
Six? No.
Yeah.
No.
Okay.
Yeah, it's all good. Proud millennial. It's fine. Yeah.
She's proud. She's a proud millennial, she says. As long as you're proud.
Skinny jeans for life.
Skinny jeans for life.
In my baggy jeans right now.
I have one pair of jeans and they're baggy.
Mm-hmm. Are we going to make it to question two? Or
we are actually. Okay. Considering there is a, you know, diverse range of ages at Aintree Group, and that's why we can have a podcast series on all of the generations. Mm-hmm. What advice do you not advice, but what do you think you learned from all the other generational groups at Aintree Group working alongside them? Because as a smaller firm, we obviously actually get to work more closely with the different generations compared to like maybe a bigger accounting firm. Mm. And what do you think you can learn here and working with them, alongside them, under them, whatever.
Under them? I'll cut it.
Okay.
We'll cut that out. Sophie?
I don't know what I'm talking
Sophie.
About.
Sophie.
Guys, Sophie. Spot.
Would you like to
start? I don't, I'm...
What have you learnt from the older people?
Yeah, working with Tully, Katie, Sophie, Peter.
Tully doesn't feel like... She's not that much older than us, is she?
Just any generation. Okay. Just everything.
Everything. I mean, everyone, on top of like the diversity and ranges, everyone's also just very, very different. So it's like I learn things from you guys as well, you know? Mm. So I don't think generation plays, I guess at least in my perspective, so much. It doesn't play so much of a role in that, but... I'm trying to really rack my brains here. I mean, like, we work with... we work. Don't cut that. Hey, don't cut that out. We work with Sophie, for example, who I think is really, really lovely. And she's just like, I feel like she doesn't know this, but like, I feel like she's just emotionally adopted me somewhat.
Even when Sophie was on a panel at Monash Law, she just kept referring to Sammy and Izzy.
She was like,
Sammy and Isabel.
Sammy and Isabel.
It felt very motherly. Yeah. It was very, very sweet.
It was really nice. And I guess like seeing her, she has kids of her own who we work with and who Izzy, well, her niece, I think Izzy knows. Is that right?
Yes. Shout out to Ollie.
Okay. I think that seeing her at a stage in life where I hope to be at someday, like working and also raising a family, she's like, she's so inspiring and you can tell her kids love her so much. I really like that. And I guess it's really interesting to work with people who are doing different things because of where they're at in life. Like I forget that like people like can just travel. Like sometimes Peter's like, oh, I'm working off site. And then he's like on the beach or something. And I'm like, oh my God. Right. Like they have like autonomy. And they can have like money and stuff and they can just go out and do stuff. And I think that's interesting. A lot of the time, like I'll look at them and I'll think like, this is the kind of thing I want to do when I'm older. So it's definitely very inspirational. I don't really remember the main point of your question. What have I learned?
I guess it's also like the inspirational nature.
Go to the beach. But yeah, take time for yourself as well. I think Ancient Group is really good at doing that. Like everyone I know who works here, we have good work-life balance and we know like how to work flexibly. I feel like I said that wrong. And even like our email signatures say things like, you know, flexible working hours, my working times might be different to yours, reply whenever you feel, etc. And I think that them championing that sort of attitude as well really helps me like remember that even though I like work, it's work. I mean, I really like it though, so. sometimes being at Angel Group feels like a weekend, honestly.
Yeah.
Like I really like it here because I work Thursday, Friday too. So it's like back-to-back weekend for me. I'd like someone else to start talking now.
I was even talking to Jess, one of our accountants this morning, and she said that coming to work on like a Monday morning, it's not that dread. Oh, it's a Monday morning. Oh, it's Monday morning. Like I get to go to work today. I get to see like my friends at work. I get to, you know, go be a part of like a nice community at Ancient Group that we have. And it's not just the boring, like, oh, I'm going to go punch some numbers. Well, I don't know if that's a misconception of accounting. I clearly don't know a lot about accounting.
Neither do I.
That's fine. I think that's important about actually, you know, wanting to come to work in the morning. So I think that's also something I see here that's really nice about Ancho Group. Everyone like actually can't, not, you know, every day they look like they're having a the jolly old time, but it's nice to see people happy in the morning, you know, having a chat around the coffee machine, you know, of all ages as well. It's not like the younger accountants or things like that. It's most people, which is really nice.
Yeah, I'm the same. I agree. I think we're really lucky to work in a business that allows us to have work-life balance. I think that's something that's like different for Gen Z compared to other generations. They really prioritize work-life balance and like having boundaries with weekend time and time after work and time before that. So I think that's something different that Gen Z have kind of taken on compared to other generations.
Yeah.
Probably millennials are probably as like probably similar as well, but I feel like Gen Z is good at preaching like work-life balance.
It's good to have that preaching while working in such a like a comfortable environment when it comes to stuff like that,
because you spend so much time at work across your working career. Like you need to make it enjoyable. It can't just be something that you dread. So we're very lucky at Ancient Group that we have that opportunity.
Jasmine made a really good point of that when we were doing our culture day, one of the culture day seminars. She mentioned how much time we spend. It's not even just being at work. It's also thinking about work or
stressing about like
talking to your partner about work. All of that stuff is still work brain. Yeah. So we spend so much of our lives doing that. So it's good to prioritize having fun.
Yeah. I agree.
And like, with that, how important do you think the workplace culture is obviously we've all picked Aintree Group to work at and we're all raving about the culture, yes. But you know, going forward in your career, especially as a Gen Z and what we think of like culture and how it's important, and also maybe the baby boomers think that staying till midnight is a good idea as a young professional, but what do you think about the workplace culture, having those community events and also having that work-life balance? Do you think that's a super important thing, especially among our generation?
Yeah.
My first week here was culture week.
you were straight into culture.
I was in for the day before everyone else came in because I helped set up the office, and then I was here for all of the activities and all the seminars and whatnot, and that was so refreshing because every other job I've worked at is exclusively work. The only time I've done or tried to do anything out of work was when I was working at Coles, and one of my coworkers invited me for a dinner, and with all these other people we work with, and then it just never happened.
I hate that.
And then I found out a week later that it did happen
without you.
They just didn't send me the address.
Did they forget, or was it like...
No, they were excluding him.
Don't know. I also don't want to speculate because this is going onto the internet.
Right.
But, I think having such a good group, I feel like everyone is really lovely. I have no quarrels with anyone in the office, and being able to come into that environment and to socialise and to... I'm so social, so being able to chat, even like Sophie knows how off track I get sometimes. Every now and then I'll just be like, hey, want to see this thing I shot yesterday?
Yeah, Kane was like showing me.
I was in Amy's office yesterday and we're having a chat, and then Kane just comes in and starts talking about murder mysteries.
Oh my God. Like Kane will walk past like the legal team and will like, and okay, Christian, from my point of view, has sort of adopted you. Like, he will just call out to Kane as Kane walks by, etc. And it's so funny because I feel like Christian, like he sits like a little further from Izzy and I, and we don't get to talk to him that much.
Yeah, he's in the corner.
Yeah, he's in the corner. He paces a bit. We'll like go into the telephone room sometimes. But like whenever Kane's around, he'll be like Kane, let me show you something. Or Kane will be like, Christian, let me show you something. I'll talk about movies or something.
Christian
and it's like,
when I first came in, this is another really good sense of community. Mm-hmm. Not to get too personal, but I had some stuff going on when I started here, and there's legal elements involved in it, and poor Christian, I kind of ganged up on him in the kitchen.
Yeah.
He was just making coffee, and I went, hey, you're a lawyer, right? I have a question.
I know, it's awful.
It's awful. Yeah. But I asked him this really personal question, which was probably a bit much for two people who barely knew each other, but he... put time aside to actually put the question I asked him into consideration, and I thought he'd forgotten about it, and he got back to me like a week later. He goes, you can do this or you can do this, and he started giving me all these really positive answers. And I think his being able to see how much people in this office, especially Christian, really care about just people, not just clients, but people, is really, really heartwarming. And I think we've bonded over that. I think now it's like, I don't have to go to him for a legal thing. I can just chat with him about movies.
Yeah.
We were talking about I Love Dogs yesterday.
Oh, I know.
I love
you were chatting about it within my like 5 meter radius.
Sorry.
Like I knew.
But it's
good.
The person who wasn't there, we were chatting about I Love Dogs.
Lovely. I don't know what you're talking about.
I Love Dogs is a very beautiful movie about this boy who gets stranded on an island where they dumped all of these dogs.
Sounds
sad.
Have you seen it?
But I feel like
you haven't seen it.
I can't
either.
Remember. Okay, it's either this movie or another dog movie that my boyfriend's dog really likes, and I don't know which one it is.
Your boyfriend's dog likes the movie.
Really likes one of those dog movies. I don't remember which one it is.
The dog likes.
That's what I was saying, questioning. But it's just, I think it's in an Asian country. I can't remember which one, but it's set in this kind of just dystopian timeline where. All of the dogs are carrying this disease or something like that. So they dump them all on this like trash island. And this boy is trying to find his missing dog. So he creates this like shitty space shuttle and flies over there and then lands with all these stray dogs. It is the most beautiful story. I really recommend it. It will make you cry.
Okay.
For all the listeners as well, if you're looking for a good animated movie, it's stop motion. Dogs. It's beautiful.
Lovely.
It stars Bryan Cranston as the lead dog.
I don't know as the lead dog.
Breaking Bad.
Dot dot dot.
Walter
White. Can you crickets
I
right
am
now?
The danger.
Yeah. Can you crickets?
Oh my God, you have everything on that thing.
I think like what you said about like oversharing a bit with Chris, I so get that. I think like literally 2 weeks in.
I don't think he said oversharing.
Okay. But like the words of his mouth.
No, I did overshare.
Oh, okay, you did overshare.
Okay, I don't know. Too much about my life.
But like what other office would you be able to just
walk up to a senior associate?
That's why
I feel like culture, well, I guess to me is really important and it's very like make or break a job for me. Like I've worked in so many hosto spaces and some of them I stuck out because I generally liked it and I liked the culture and I loved coming to work, and some of them were just like so like I had this job where I had to wake up at 4 a.m. to get there to like open every day, and it would like, you know when you wake up and you just feel like this like dread and you're like, I can't do it today. Like, I just don't want to go. Like, I don't want to go there and like smile. And like every time something happens, I want to like start crying. Like that's like you would have felt like. And I just, that's why I think I like being here so much, because so much of work to me, like as much as I like working and actually like what we do, which is amazing, by the way. It also feels like social time because I get along with everyone. Yeah. I hope I get along with everyone. Like, someone's like listening to this and they're like, but like, I think I get along with everyone. Everyone is so nice and I actually really like talking to people and it's really sweet. And I've also overshared with the legal team before. I don't know if they remember it. If they remember it, I'm so sorry.
I trapped you in one of my ADHD tangents
yesterday. He was talking about suits which I've seen a bit of with my boyfriend, and that was really fun actually. And it is funnily enough, like I come to work and I'm like, why am I kind of like in suits right now?
I walked up to Tully to give her an envelope. It was just mail and I went, you've been served.
What did you say?
It's a class action lawsuit.
That's right. It's fun. I think we joke around like that a lot and it's really fun. Anyone else to jump in?
I was going to say Gen Z, I think it's more important with like job satisfaction and enjoying the environment that you're working is more important than salary.
100%.
For a lot of Gen Zs,
which I think is really different to older generations probably. So if you're not enjoying the work that you're doing or the office that you're working in, I think Gen Zers are pretty good at moving.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah,
salary
I think we
doesn't
also,
really
yeah.
tie.
We definitely
Gen
like
Zers
value,
down.
Yeah.
The, I've like never even thought
the
of
other time. I mean, it's important, but like also priorities.
I think, people would go for the balance of like work-life balance with the good culture of a workplace, average salary rather than terrible culture and, you know, you're staying there until 1 a.m. every night.
Yeah, and you're miserable and you hate it when you wake up.
And you keep thinking, I should just quit. Like, I never thought that like, about here. Yeah, that's how you know, like, long-term, it's a better choice because you're happier.
How
long were you at Coles for?
I don't care if anyone from Coles is listening.
Pretty big corporation.
Like grimacing in the corner.
I'm not dissing Coles.
It's more
the environment. You go in and I've worked in service, so I only signed up for service because I love being sociable.
Yeah,
and
got that.
Did you say I got that?
No. No, I meant I felt that as an I was saying, but the fact that he thinks that's funny. Anyway, no, I didn't mean that.
It's okay. Customers come in and every time a customer comes through service, you have to be like, hi, how are you? And some people ignore you. Some people give you shit. Some people are... Like, you get the very few nice people. Everyone's usually just a dick. So.
Really going? A lot of meowing has to be done.
You mean quacking. I'm not putting in meows.
I'll fill the space with meows in case you run out of quacks. Don't worry.
But I don't even remember what I was talking about now.
Talking about Coles. Yeah. You work there for a long time. Everyone, you get some nice customers, only bad ones.
Yeah, every waking up. I used to hate waking up because you're going to somewhere to get treated like shit.
Yeah.
Like customers, I had this one customer come in with a whip. And she's walking around with a whip.
Oh my God, what?
And she's like trying to hit people. And we took the young workers off of the registers so they didn't get assaulted in their job. And it's like, it's such a crazy workplace.
I feel like that's the problem. well, not.
Why would you want to get up?
Yeah,
and
but
go
everyone
to that
has
job?
To go to the supermarket, so yeah, you would crazy. See everyone.
But I it's like, why would you want to get up and go to a work environment that's so draining like that when you could come to something like this that's yeah. so heartwarming?
Mm. I think this also. Yeah.
You go.
I worked at Target and Kmart for 5 years, and I feel like it's like similar to your experience, but it's also so different to an office because people are just there to get money.
Exactly.
Like it's just you do your shift and you leave. Like you're not.
It's full of like high school people.
You don't have that's any right, loyalty, you don't have loyalty to the people you're company. Working with or the business that you're working for. So it's so different in an office when you've got your own responsibilities and you're working 9 to 5. Yeah, I think it's like very different, but I agree, customers can be painful.
Yeah, I've stayed back, I think, at least 10 minutes every day that I've worked here. Like at least 10 minutes. Like I leave on the dot every now and then, but every now and then I'll stay back like 10, 20 minutes to help with the afternoon checklist. And I don't really think about it.
Yeah, because you like being
Coles,
at work.
I leave on the dot, but here.
Yeah.
But it's like you want to do a good job when you're here.
I know, so like I really care about like my longer. Performance. Exactly. Yeah. Mm. I think as well, not quite related to the question, I think, but our tangents about retail and such have reminded me. I feel like our generation is really appreciative towards like customer service workers. I think like more so, maybe I really don't want to diss other generations. Maybe more so than other generations. Because like, oh my gosh, like some people who are so rude and they don't realize like how it may seem effortless to like, you know, come to a customer service job and like just smile and be like wonderful and beautiful and happy and etc. But like people take it for granted. I'm like, okay, I get that maybe this is what we're meant to do, but like, I don't have to be doing this. You know, I could be an asshole
to
you.
Yeah, I could just sit there on my phone.
I know. And like, I want this to be a pleasant experience for you. So why are you yelling at me?
And 90% of the time it's like from like a few generations that are really rude.
I find it's always,
I won't name names.
I find it's always dads.
Oh, dads. I find it's always mum.
I find I think like divorced dads treat me like shit. Maybe it's because I'm divorced dads.
Yeah, they treat
different.
Me
maybe
nicely.
You guys have different relationships with mums because you're women, and I get it from dad. Cause
I don't know.
Maybe.
I don't know. I just find men.
They take it out of Kane.
I'm not going to get into this. What's the next question?
We're kind of.
Do we
want to
move on?
Also, I'm the only guy in the operations team. I only realized that when
I know,
we were sitting
when
in the
we had that
the
meeting.
Yeah. Oh my
previously
god.
Previously we had said like, oh my god, look, we're like all women, go us.
That's
and
what
now
we call a discussion
Kane
group.
And then Kane comes
Kane.
In.
Now Kane's coming.
Oh.
Yeah. You're not getting any sympathy with that.
We love it, Kane.
Thanks.
Do we want to move on from our discussion of retail?
Yep. Good idea.
Oh, well, five minutes.
Guys, we haven't done much.
Okay, pick what you think
five
is the best.
5 minutes to
the
talk
best
about. What stereotypes did you face as a Gen Z team member? Or maybe you haven't, but what stereotypes do you think Gen Z people coming into an office face, and do you think there's any truth to them?
Should we do quick fire?
Yeah.
I think laziness is a big one. I've been told a lot of older generations have this expectation that I think primarily around the work-life balance thing that we prioritize, that we're just lazy, but that's not the case. I think for the people I've worked with and all of you guys, we all feel very open-minded and open to new information and just curious and driven. And I haven't seen that laziness from any Gen Zer that I've worked with here, Coles, comic shop. Like it's all just – it's not right.
I agree. And I feel like a lot of it is – there's been a big shift towards mental health in like the recent years. And I think that's definitely been a priority for the Gen Z population. 100%. And that's probably why we also value the work-life balance and the culture so much.
Yeah.
I agree with Kane's point on laziness. I feel like kind of probably gender as well, but generational stereotypes always are skewed by like a small number of people. There's always going to be people in every generation or every, you could say workplace maybe, I don't know. But there's always going to be people that are lazy and like not want to put 100% into their job. So I feel like that skews stereotypes quite a lot. But I think on the most part, Gen Zers are pretty determined and passionate about developing their career and developing their skills and getting better at their job.
Yeah, in agreement. I feel like we actually do care a lot about like ourselves and our future, and we're not just like
you know, being silly. I mean, I'm pretty silly, but like, you know, we're pretty serious about our own well-being and what's in store for us. So I think like, as Kane was saying, everyone here works really hard. I don't want that to be misconstrued by anyone just because we seem like we're having a good time. Yeah. We also like are very devoted to Ancient Group and we love working here. We love work, which is the big thing as well. And we generally think that being at this sort of company is good for us and our futures. And we keep all of that in mind, you know. We want the best for ourselves and we're trying to get it. We're not just lazing around and like being on TikTok all day.
Yeah. And all of us are part-time, but then days that we're not here, we're studying.
We have lots of things to do.
It's hard to balance, especially really when exams and assessments come round.
Yeah.
So it's not easy. It's not like we're just doing nothing on our days off.
Well, speak for yourself.
Oh. No, okay, we'll cut that out. We'll cut that out.
I think it's really interesting. When I came into the office, I am the youngest, but by like a year. Mm. But I came in expecting everyone to be quite older. And even you three, when I first met you guys, obviously I didn't think you were like 60 or anything, but I thought you were all...
You thought we were 59.
I thought you were all like early 20s to like late 20s, like just older because you all seem
I'm
so
early
locked
20s.
In.
Aren't you guys early
20s? No, you're all like not up and I mean,
I know
like,
what you mean by locked in.
I mean like 23, 24, 25.
Yeah, like graduated.
You all seemed really like mature? Locked in and mature and like locked about in. The business. So when I came in, I was like, oh, I'm the youth here. And then you find out you're all like not too far from
I think
head.
I remember that. I think I remember when I first saw you in the kitchen and you were like, oh, you work with the legal team, don't you? What's that like?
I was just curious because like you guys are all so driven and that completely contradicts that stereotype. It's like you guys, or maybe I'm the stereotype, like I'm thinking through the stereotype lens because I thought these guys can't be Gen Z. They're so locked in and so mature. Oh maybe I am.
Low key, he's falling to the stereotypes.
Maybe I'm like a boomer.
Yeah.
Oi.
No.
What about you? Any stereotypes? That's 46 minutes, so we've still got time.
What, 4 minutes?
Yeah.
Okay. Should we do one more question? Or wait, Izzy,
I don't know
you
if
go.
We'll get through another question, but...
A quick fire?
And then we'll do a quick fire of one more and then we can wrap it.
I feel like one of the stereotypes Gen Z is like the short, like attention span.
Yes.
Through like, you know, studying from home in high school and everything, people have really short attention. But I feel like working here, you can't like have like a really short attention. Like you can obviously sometimes get strayed and go to different things, but working in this environment, working with people of different age, you kind of feel motivated to do your work. Mm. And I think that's good. And I definitely don't think that we're, you know, super lazy in that respect. I mean, Sammy and I definitely go off on tangents sometimes and just, you know, being silly. But that's also what's nice about working here. You can have those moments and then, you know, get back into work. Mm-hmm. And I think that, you know, challenge that stereotype of Gen Z being, you know, having a short attention span and
all
like getting
no
all
work.
Like,
no.
Yeah. Well,
all
I guess
fun,
it,
no work,
it's
everything. A bit different because working here is enjoyable. And maybe, like, I'm sure, I think it's really a privilege to be able to quit your job. That sort of made no sense. I mean this in the sense that, like, I know so many people who really, really hate their job, but then they, you know, they can't quit because of financial difficulties or maybe they need it for some other reason. And I think we're so lucky to, firstly, like, love our job. That's amazing. But I don't know why I mentioned that second part because that wasn't really relevant. But like I think like loving the work makes it so much easier to like come in and do the work properly. And I'm just really grateful that we have such a wonderful community, I suppose, and such a wonderful company where we like working.
Lovely. And it's so nice to be able to work somewhere. Like we're getting, you know, you get paid, you're actually, you know, contributing to that. But then it's also contributing to your like career growth. Obviously for us we want to go down the law path and being legal interns is, you know, helpful. We're getting the connections. We're, you know, working with lawyers all the time. So
yeah,
that's
motivating
a really
in that
nice
sense.
Part of it. Should we do one more?
No, it's all right. We can keep talking. We'll just do media coverage through that camera.
I'm literally going to keep talking until Chelsea starts like telling us to stop.
Tommy, you've been so slay at this.
I'm actually really scared. My heart's going really fast. And I don't think I've said anything right.
What question should we finish on?
Oh.
Yeah, one more. We'll do a quick fire.
A good one.
Quick fire.
I don't want to.
10 words or less.
Do you have one that you have like an answer?
I have an answer for the one about other generations in the workforce, like what you admire. Do you guys have an answer for that?
No, but I can think of one. I can think of one.
I have a quick admiration, but go first.
This kind of goes back to COVID when everyone was locked down and working from home. I have so much admiration for the older generations that for the entirety of their career worked 9 to 5 in an office.
Oh, that's real.
5 days a week.
Yeah, there's
like,
no
that's
way
that's exhausting. I've done a little bit of full-time in my other job. And it is so tiring. So I really admire the older generations that have been able to do that. And it's like been the norm up until COVID. It's really changed.
Yeah.
But I think, yeah, it says a lot about work ethic.
I think the thing I admire most throughout the some of the older generation, and I've been able to experience it a lot in this office, is just the ability to adapt to new time. I feel like we're a generation that's got a lot going on, and it's probably overwhelming for the boomers, probably a little bit overwhelming still for the millennials. And I think all of that is their ability to adapt and kind of cooperate.
The world's changing pretty quickly.
Yeah, world changes quick. Agree. Tech.
Yeah. And now AI.
Yeah, especially like with all the new technology.
And then also just like represent like how we represent ourselves as people with like sexuality and gender and stuff like that.
They just take it all and they go with it.
Take it all and they're
sometimes strive. It's like, especially with like the pronoun things, sometimes it's like quite difficult for me even. So I can't even imagine them who have never had to think of the thought of pronouns ever.
Yeah.
So their ability to adapt to that is really admirable.
Definitely, especially with like all the different softwares and AI, especially
AI. Loves AI. Julie
Entry
loves AI.
Julie loves AI. I like AI.
But that's AI's even been like the last 12 months. It's just taken off.
But it's like, also changed so much. Yeah. Like in the last month, you could say. New things are coming out like every week.
You know what I think I've just realized about our generation? We have an inability to quick fire.
Maybe it's just us. I think we just have good banter, guys.
I could do this for another hour.
Probably. I thought we were going to really go for like 20
That's
minutes.
Why I'm like just wary because I know if Chelsea doesn't stop us, I'm going to keep talking. So
Can we do a part two? Can we be a recurring segment?
Hell yeah. We've got so many things
I think
to
we'll
say.
Have a really good following.
Call it like voice of the future or something. Kane.
Talking about your generation, but you guys are probably too young to know what that's in reference to.
What?
Oh, wait, that's a TV show.
What's the TV show? Sorry, Chelsea.
Talking about your generation.
No, I don't know. This is the quickest time.
Sorry. I don't know if they can hear what Chelsea's saying though.
Just know.
Also, like, I feel like when I first did, I don't remember if it was my interview or my onboarding here, like, Jasmine was talking about like how tech savvy Entry are, and they really are.
Yeah.
Like
there's always new stuff coming out.
Andrew's all about that kind of like, oh, like what new systems can we use?
Shane loves every new software. I was talking to Shane and Andrea last week about it, and they just love the new technology, but you know, it's also about the team actually adapting to it. You can't just keep bringing out new technology and no one's going to want to actually implement it because then you're not using the technology efficiently.
Yeah. And especially for older generations that haven't grown up with it. Like we've had technology since we were in primary school.
Yeah.
I grew up on a Nintendo 3DS. So
I grew up on a Nokia. One of those like brick Nokias.
Oh, the one you just can't buy ever.
Yeah. And there's like, you got like the Snake game on it. That was my first phone. I think I had
That's crazy.
Yeah. When I was younger.
Maybe you're way older than me.
Maybe I'm way older than you.
My first phone was like an iPhone 15. No.
Don't you have an iPhone 13?
Right now, I'm coming.
Oh my god, guys, it's 5 o'clock. Everyone's leaving.
It's actually like 5:10.
This is so funny because I never see people
clean
leave
the coffee machine. And I need to go do babysitting.
Okay.
Should we do this?
Oh, okay, let me do my little outro.
Do you want music for it?
Sure.
Is it too loud?
Do I talk with the music?
Yeah, go.
Oh, I don't know if I like this.
No, I kind of like it.
Thank you for listening to Plant Grow Reap. We hope you tune in for the rest of our generational workforce episodes still to come and a part two of Gen Z. Subscribe and follow Plant Grow Reap wherever you get your podcast to get notified when new episodes go live every fortnight.
Yay! Woo! Yay! Oh, he's